The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Inside us always yearning, yearning for a brand new world. People everywhere are so confused, leaders don't know just what to do. Everybody wants a brand new world. And though we send rockets to the moon and the stars, and though we make trains and ships that go very far, and there's not a mountain that man has not climbed, yet a brand new world he could never find. 'Cause if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. And if we want brand new people, you've got to have a brand new life. And if we want to have a brand new spirit, and if we want a brand new spirit, you gotta come to Jesus Christ. Oh yeah! Teenagers try everything they could, yet I wonder if they ever would find themselves a brand new world. An old man sitting in a barroom door, he still can't find what he's searching for. Oh, how he wants a brand new world. A brand new world depends on me and you, but we'll never find it in the things that we do. 'Cause Jesus promised a world of his own, and he invites you to come along. 'Cause if we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new. You've got to have a brand new life. You want a brand new life. Come on, choir. You've got to have a brand new spirit. And if we want a brand new spirit, you've got to come to Jesus Christ. So now you know and understand why man has failed every time to find himself a brand new world. Jesus knew, and that's why he came to bear a cross of sin and shame, so he could bring us all a new world. And though we changed governments many times in our lives. The world is still the same. Why realize that you cannot change a man from the outside, my friend. A brand new world begins within. Sing it. If we want a brand new world, you've got to have brand new people. If we want brand new people, you've got to have a brand new life. If we want a brand new life, you've got to have a brand new spirit. And if we want a brand new spirit, you've got to come with me. Sing it with me, everybody. If you want a brand new world, if we want a brand new world, gotta have a brand new people. If you want a new people, if we want brand new people, have a brand new life. If you want a new life, if we want a brand new life, gotta have a brand new spirit. That's good, come on. And if we want a brand new, gotta come to Jesus Christ. If you want a new life, yeah, yeah, gotta have a brand new people. If you want a new people, you want a brand new people. Have a brand new life,
gotta have a brand new life.
If you want a new life, brand new spirit.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Far Back Friday, a Friday where we are remembering the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe, his wife Ruth Monroe, and Pastor Richard Finder, who headed BFM along with Pastor Miles, Captain Stanley Thurston, First Officer Franklin Cooper, Youth Pastor Levad and Radel Park, their son Johannan Park, who was unborn, and their friend Diego Santiago, all of whom perished, as you will recall, in a plane crash, November 9th, 9th, now going on 10 years. And so we're going to remember Pastor Miles today, but before we do that, we're going to remember him fondly today. And before we do that, though, we do have a very special guest. Let me tell you that today, if you want to give us a call at any point, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. We do have a very special guest with us. Always love talking to this young man. I hope he still thinks of himself as young. I still regard him as a young man. What an oldie. Keith Davies is with us today. We're going to talk some invest today. How you do, bro?
I am doing great. I am going to embrace that young man comment.
You better. Well, A, at least your profile picture still saying so.
That's a recent pitch, you know. It's the jeans, my brother.
There you go, man. Well, you know, I know you're always in the business of trying to uplift and enrich and help Bahamians move along this and so tell us what's going on with InvestFest 2024.
Man, thank you very much. Well, first of all, I want to say that I want you to get past me and back to Pastor Miles.
Okay.
Because I love that man, and I met him and I knew him, And he's one of those people, when they touch you, you feel the energy, you know?
You don't meet him and stay the same.
No, man. And so what I'm talking about is important, and you know, we can uplift, but talking about him is more, you know, and I just want to say that.
Yeah, man. No question about it. But of course, I know Dr. Miles, and he also believes, like, you do what you got to do.
Get on with it.
Get on with it.
And this thing that we're doing, he would support it, you know. But having said Absolutely. That, so mm-hmm. so Bissix, you know, we've been around for 25 years, Zhivago.
Wow, that's a quarter century, man.
That's right, and I can date myself. I've been there from before day one. And, you know, we've always been about saving, investing, uplifting, teaching. I have young men and women that I went to their 10th and 12th grade classes that are now working in the workforce now, who says, I remember you when you came to my class. And
right.
So what I have tried to achieve throughout that whole period is having a generation that grew up knowing that they had an exchange. But throughout that whole period, Zhivago, we tended to do, I have this philosophy that the exchange should not be in the front. If you see the exchange, that means something happened, you know? And so we've tended to stand in the back and let the market speak for itself, let the company speak for themselves, let the brokers be out there. And people mm-hmm. have been saying to us, we want to see more of the exchange. We want to feel you. We want to understand you. And that's become mm-hmm. ever more present. As the market has developed, things have gone up, things have gone down, things have not gone so well. People have mm-hmm. always said, well, you know what? You guys have been here, and you need to let people know what the Bahamas has. And so through my team, led by, and I'm going to give her all the praise, Mrs. Alude Stirrup, mm-hmm. she has put this together. And what we are doing is called InvestFest Bahamas 2024. This is going to be an annual event. This is going to be... it's a first ever conference of its kind in the Bahamas, where we are focusing on the Bahamas. We're focusing on entrepreneurs in the Bahamas, investors in the Bahamas, thought leaders in the Bahamas, our own regulators, and your exchange that exist here. And we're going to bring those persons together, and we're going to have live investment sessions, expert financial strategies and discussions. We're going to have giving people the knowledge to grow and continue their financial journey. So it's happening on November 14th. That's next week. And it's going to be out there at the convention center at the Grand Hyatt. And it's going to be an all-day event from 7:30 with registration. We kick off at 8:30 and we don't stop and we don't look back until we got people educated and knowledgeable about investing and saving and what their market and what people in the market can do for them.
Okay, and so that's a Thursday, November 14th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
No.
All right, and sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we have our theme. You know, our theme for this conference is going to be the power of exchange, connecting markets, minds, and money. You know, it's interesting. We're going to have, and let me jump to something that gets people interested. You know, we had a number of our sponsors. They just said, here, we want to give some cash. We want this cash to be used as we're going to be giving away two drawings on the spot to investors and entrepreneurs who put their name in the hat, so to speak. And it's just $500 in your hand. And you're going to have an opportunity to get that.
Wow.
now, hold on now. We're going to give you the tool. So we know that you're going to use that for something good, which is saving it for the longer term.
Yeah. No, but that's Christmas coming. Christmas is the time to invest too, you know.
That's your Christmas investment.
Yeah.
But the other funds are going to be used. We're going to have like somewhat of a mini pitch. And so we're encouraging entrepreneurs and persons that have new business opportunities and ideas to come forward. Be a part of this conference, and you may have an opportunity to have, seed money placed with you on the spot to help you realize your goals.
Wow. So you get the opportunity to learn a bit more about the exchange, learn a bit more about investing, opportunities, learn a bit more about entrepreneurship and what that requires, and also have some opportunity to earn some saving and investing money, and possibly get a project seeded.
Yes, sir.
Boy, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, this is also the power of the exchange. We've been around long enough that we understand what's been happening in the market, and we've been allowing our market participants to do it. So what we've done is we've said, you know what, we're going to bring some issuers, we're going to bring some practitioners, we're going to bring some financial experts, we're going to bring some broker dealers, and we're going to put them all in one room, and we're going to share. We're going to dump knowledge, and we're going to give people the opportunity to interact with persons they may not have interacted with before. And we're going to teach them strategies. We're going to give them some insights, some thoughts, and allow persons to get what they haven't gotten before in other types of conferences. Conferences tend to be international in nature. We've got people from all over the world talking about what they do elsewhere. It's time that we focus inward and give people the benefit of the expertise that we have homegrown right here that you can draw on. That people are making money. People are making well off. People are doing a lot of things positively in this market because they're using it properly. And so we want to let people know that it is possible to do well, but it takes a level of discipline and understanding. So we're going to give you the knowledge to be able to get there.
So this text says, to be clear, grant is no repayment necessary and known as a payback, right? I think some people realize when you say grant, it means no payback obligation. Oh, yeah. So it's the money, deep funding, right?
Yes. Yeah, so let's be very clear. We've got several thousands of dollars that is going to be given to and placed with for them to build their business. We're not asking for a dime back. The only thing we're going to be asking for is that you have a clear vision, a purpose, a goal, and you can articulate it. And that once you're selected, those funds will be given to you. And we say, go with God, and we help you with those individuals who are in the room to give you some advice to help you along the way. And we hope that you come back to us and seek out those individuals that you may not have known before, because they can help you as well.
Who are some of your speakers that will be presenting at the InvestFest?
Oh, boy. So we've got, our keynote speaker is going to be Mark Holowesko.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
That's a big name. That's a big, big name, Bahamian investing name.
Well, see, that's, again, see, right here on this little island, you have a Mark Holowesko. Mm-hmm. Who, when you call his name in other parts of the world, people go, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The man has knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that he needs to share with his people, and he is excited, and he's going to be sharing that knowledge with us. We also have another, tongue in cheek, we got another little name, Sir Franklin Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I think we know him.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm,
he's going to be having a fireside chat. He's going to be sharing his knowledge, understanding, and expertise on his journey with BISX and the capital he told there. Mm-hmm. I don't ever talk to Sir Franklin and not come away with some level of knowledge and understanding of just the incredible journey that he has been on.
And he's always eager to share. Always eager to share.
You know, he's one of those. I have been fortunate in my life, in fact, very fortunate to have been able to work with some of the best and brightest financial at business minds in this country. And he and those persons, you find that if you're able to speak to them, all they're about is pouring. They pour it into you. They don't want anything from you. What they want? They want eagerness. They want willingness. They want to see that you're prepared to hear. That's it. Just hear me. And so this gentleman there is going to be speaking to us. And then we've got a whole lot of speakers. We've got Robert Pantry. You know, we've got Simplified Lending. We've got Western Air. Rexy Rowe is going to be there. Nicholas Higgs from Development Bank. We've got IDB representative in Quentin Lightbourne. We've got someone from Dell Tech. We've got Gandhi Pinder speaking. We've got Equity Bank. We've got Kassar's going to be there. And a lot of other industry experts from the broker-dealer world. We've got Atlantic. We've got again the Bahamas Development Bank. We've got Leno. We've got Benchmark. We've got CFAL. So we've got a very wide cross section. There's going to be a lot more. People will also, Zhivago, and we're going to tell people to do this. I want people who want to come out to this, bring two forms of ID and bring a recent utility bill. You know why? Because you will have an opportunity to invest on the spot and sign up with the broker dealer and begin your investment and saving journey right there.
A lot of people, I hear a lot of people text me on this show, Mr. Lang, how can I invest in this? And how can I? So we say, well, you know, go to a broker dealer and they can help you do that. Well, it has an opportunity to do it right there on the spot at InvestBest.
That's right. And they should go to InvestBest, one word, Bahamas, InvestFest, Bahamas.com. And there you will see some of the speakers that I mentioned. You'll have an opportunity to click in to buy the tickets, and it gives you the venue, gives you all the information that you'll need to access the event. We talk about our sponsors. I mean, the one thing I want to say is that I'm extremely proud of the support that we've gotten from the industry. They see the importance of something like this. They understand what we've been trying to do for 25 years, and we're not going to stop. And I told people, I joked, Zhivago, that I'm going to be a broken record because I'm buying like an automaton, saving and investing. Because saving and investing is not something you do. It's a mindset. Because if you can save 10 cents out of a dollar, my brother, you well on your way.
Yep, you'll have 10 cents later on.
Because a lot of times people say, I break, I ain't got nothing, I wish I had. Well, guess what? That 10 cents turns into a lot over time.
So once again, November 14th, it starts 7 a.m., I thought I heard you say.
It's yep, that's Thursday, registration 14th. And breakfast. Registration and breakfast starts at 7:30 a.m. The conference kicks off at 8:30, and we run all the way through to 4. Of course, there'll be breaks in there. There's lunch as well.
And this is at Bahama?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're looking at over 200 people, Zhivago.
Okay, well, there you go. That sounds like a buffet to me. I mean, I can't be there because I have an obligation to some medical treatment, but I think it's a great opportunity.
Yep, I think people can look and follow us on all social media platforms. Just look for InvestFest Bahamas. And quite frankly, there's even a way to win some free tickets if you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So I always want to encourage people. It starts with you. You know, you're always on your phone. You're always on your computer. Travel over to that site. See what's going on. Take the leap. Invest in yourself. And don't look back. Because the opportunities that we have in the Bahamas, people always talk, but I never have opportunities. I don't know what's going on. Well, this event is going to tell you that in spades. And we're going to help people understand how to grow wealth. It happens, it can happen, and there's a way, there's a formula, and we want to teach people.
There you go. InvestFest 2024, November 14th. That's Thursday coming, folks. So do what you got to do. Bro, anytime you have something that you need to share, please let me know, and we'll be happy to have you come on and share that information.
Not a problem. I appreciate you always, Zhivago. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Keith Davies, folks of BizX. We'll be back. I'm going to leave you with this tune from our celebrant today, the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe. We'll be back after this break.
Like a cloud in the sky, I was drifting, searching for something I could never find. I tried everything this world could offer, still I couldn't find no peace of mind. remember the words my mama told me. Son, you'll never make it alone. Just take Jesus as your best friend. Oh, yes, he'll stay with you till the end. Oh, oh, oh yeah, joy is knowing Jesus loves you. Happiness is knowing he. Hope is knowing where you're going when you die. Living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh yeah. Living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh. Lost in sin and in sorrow, seeking the pleasures of this world. But I found nothing that could please me, no, no. No matter which way I turned, then I remembered Calvary. How Jesus died for you and me. And from that very, very day, yeah, he took all of my sins away. Whoa, yeah. Joy is knowing Jesus loved that. Happiness is knowing he is mine. I wonder, do you believe? Hope is knowing where you're going when you die. Living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh yeah. Living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh Lord. Lost in sin and in sorrow, seeking the pleasures of this world. I found nothing that could please me. No, 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 no. No matter which way I turn. Then I remembered Calvary. How Jesus died for you and me. From that very, very day, yeah, oh yeah, he took all of my sins away. Whoa, yeah, joy is knowing Jesus loves you. We'll let you know that happiness is knowing he is mine. I wonder, do you believe? Hope is knowing where you're going when you die. Living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh, yeah, living with Jesus on the other side. It's gonna be a wonderful time, never no more there to die. I wonder what I see on the other side. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, never no more there to die. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, living with Jesus on the other side. Oh, oh, thank you, Lord, never no more there to die. Thank you, Jesus. Living with Jesus on the other side. Never no more there to die. Oh, thank you, God. Living with Jesus on the other side.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org Caribbean.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you look at these, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seemed no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain. No one
to care,
but you promised me.
There are times
you
did just what you said.
Against all odds, I made the choice to give you my trust.
That's when you blessed me. I know some of you, Generation X folks who remember when, as we like to say, you gave your life to the Lord back in the late 70s and the 80s. Well, in particular in the 80s, I know you remember that song by the L.A. Mass Choir. Those days, the choirs were saying something. The L.A. Mass Choir, the New Jersey Mass Choir, And you were listening to those songs and getting yourself, as we like to say, blessed right up, as we on this November 8th remember the late great Pastor, President of Bahamas Faith Ministries, International Ambassador for Christ and the Bahamas, and his wife, Ruth Monroe, Pastor Richard Pinder, and the crew that fell on that day in 2014, November 9th. I had some great times with Pastor Miles Monroe. Very profound times, very fun times. Traveled with him, spent time with him at his home. Spent time with him at his church in his office, gaining from his insights and from his guidance and listening to his teachings. In the early days when I met Pastor Miles, I was introduced to him by my friend Francis, who had been attending his church for some time and very closely associated with him and traveling with him. And from the first time we met, we connected, and we became very close. Pastor Dave Burrows was actually someone who invited me to begin speaking at Youth Alive back in the day, and I would become a perennial participant at Youth Alive, and we would be doing our very best to encourage young people to find their way, sometimes in ways people regarded as a little unorthodox, but in any event, trying to do what we could to reach out to and connect with young people. And in those days, Pastor Miles was open to doing what was necessary, even if it were not so traditional. And he paid sometimes a price in our community for that. He was, I remember, going to Pastor Myers' church and having people say it was a cult and that people were, you know, this and doing that. And, you know, I was never one of those people to listen simply to what people say. And so when I went and experienced the church and experienced Pastor Myers and teachings, I was just fascinated and just learned so much and grew so much. And over the years, just learned to highly regard what this man was doing for the kingdom, not just in the Bahamas, but all over the world, and how shocking, how stunning it was to have heard the news of his tragic death. Tragic in our eyes, but you know what the Bible says, the saints, when they pass away, is a glorious thing when we look at it from the other side in terms of what it means for their souls. So today I'm just happy to have known, happy to have been associated with him and his wife and his church. I'd never been a member of Bahamas Faith Ministry, but just always been a fan of Bob Pastor, of his movement, of his efforts. And really thankful that I was able to befriend him in that way. We are going to play this song for you. Again, if you are Generation Xer and you are one of those children of the 80s in the church, you would know it quite well. And we're going to take the break. We'll pay our respects to our sponsors on the end of it and then take it into the news break. Mission, singing Love is in Love until you give it away. And this was Miles Monroe. He was one of those people who exuded regard for people and love for people. Just a jovial, encouraging gentleman. Commission, love is in love.
I can tell you how I feel for you and all the things that I could do to show you the love I have is true. There are many words that I could say, some melodies that I'd like to play to show you the love I have is true. But my thoughts may change and my words they'll pass, and only what I do is gonna last. And this will show you the love I have is true. The lonely runaway that has no place for his head to lay, show them that they're loved.
The one who's lost a friend and fills the emptiness within. The pain they feel should be mine, so I've got to take the time
to let my light shine, my light shine.
By this you know that you're Christ's disciples.
None else can take love's place. Love isn't love till you've given it away.
got to take the time
to let my light shine, my light shine,
and show the love of Jesus Christ.
Love is in love. Do you give it away? It's just waiting to be given. All the bitterness erased.
Christ's disciples, and letters can take the place of love. Love is in love. I love you, just doesn't mean the same anymore. You can preach and shout and talk real loud, it still is in love.
Love is in love.
I'm here to tell you this evening.
Love is in love.
You've got to
try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards, no job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The waffle with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular waffle with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your waffle with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Frieda Gregory's Fine Foods and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
There are only two animals on the planet that the Creator identified himself with. The first one is the eagle. The eagle. And the second animal is the lion. And when I identified those two animals as his favorite to identify himself with, I recognize I better study these two animals, because if he is the leader of the universe and I want to be a leader on earth, I better find out the nature of these animals and also the attitude of these animals. And I discovered that both kings of their domain. The eagle is the king of the bird kingdom, and the lion is the king of the animal kingdom. But let's talk a little bit about the lion. The lion has what I call the spirit of leadership. And this word spirit here is referring to attitude. Everybody say attitude. A leader has an attitude that makes him or her different from followers. Now, the lion is the king of the jungle, but the lion to me is a great source of encouragement to all of us. I want you to write this down. Remember this as long as you live. Number one, the lion is not the tallest animal in the jungle. Number two, the lion is not the largest animal in the jungle. Number three, the lion is not the heaviest animal in the jungle. Number four, the lion is not the smartest animal or the most intelligent animal in the jungle. And yet, when he shows up, they all run away. Well, here's one of my favorite quotes that I put in my books, and I believe it really brings home the point. An army of sheep led by a lion will always defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. To that dilemma is this: because leadership can transform cowards into violent warriors. The right kind of leadership can transform a timid into bold people who are fearless. Leadership is that powerful. Leadership can walk into a camp of depressed people, and in 20 minutes, they have turned on into unbelievable, powerful armies. Because leadership determines everything. The lion is the king of the jungle because of one word: attitude. Everybody say attitude. Write it down, attitude. The lion has a different attitude that makes every animal afraid of him. Now, we don't want to lead by fear, but it does take respect for you to become a leader. When I use the word fear in the jungle, we're talking about respect. The elephant respects the lion. The hyenas respect the lion, the giraffes. What makes these massive animals respect such a small cat? The attitude is the difference. For example, a lion will see an elephant, and the thing that comes to his mind, one word: lunch. I could eat this thing. And he acts the way he thinks. Now, here's another amazing mystery. The elephant is larger, bigger, stronger, more powerful, heavier, and more intelligent. And yet, when the elephant sees the lion, one word comes to mind: eater. Attitude is a product of belief. You cannot have an attitude beyond your belief. So your attitude comes from your belief system. The lion is the king because of what he believes about himself.
That's Rally Daniel Arthur. A request by one of our listeners. Today we are remembering Dr. Miles Monroe, Ruth Monroe, and the crew that went down with them on November 9th. Remembering fondly Dr. Monroe and all that he contributed to our country and to this world. I mean, if you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 from the Family Island, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have said this before that Pastor Miles had the ability to make you think, when you were interacting with him, that you were the most important thing with you. Like he, no matter where you were, in the middle of a conference, after he had spoken, with lots of people waiting to meet him, when he gave you that minute or two, he lit up and he focused in on you and he gave you his attention. A lot of people don't have the ability to do that. They see straight past you. They're just waiting for you to go by so that they could go to the next thing that they regard as important to them. But that was not my experience with him. He always focused, always on his mission, always attentive to purpose and what he was about, and trying to encourage other people to do just that. My understanding of potential today, as I suspect many people's understanding of potential, was what Miles taught us. And by using examples like within a seed is a forest, because the seed is full of potential. And the definition of purpose is whatever the manufacturer intended to, for the thing, that is what the purpose of a thing is. And if you therefore wanted to know the purpose of the thing, you had to go to the manufacturer. And so many very practical examples he gave to help enlighten us about what concept meant and what we needed to know to unfold our own potential, believing that everybody had a purpose in life to fulfill and that you had to find yours if you were going to make the most of out of your helping people appreciate their dignity and understand that dignity. Miles Monroe thought that, listen, if you want to understand anything, you got to go back to the Garden of Eden, because it all started there. What's the reason for God creating mankind? Well, you got to go back to the garden, because what was the man supposed to be doing before he fell? Whatever he was doing before he fell was the thing he's supposed to be doing entirely in his life. Just rich teaching after teaching was my experience with him, and having fun. He loved to eat. He ate heartily when he did and enjoyed the company and around the meals. He believed that he was the best salmon you could find. I have to confess that the first time I really enjoyed salmon was when he cooked it. Just a delightful gentleman to have been involved with. It was my experience. Today, actually, I want to remember another friend, Dane. Used to be a customs officer in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He was a huge man. And I say huge, I mean, he was a big man, big, strong man, but a very gentle man, very gentle man. No nonsense man, but a very gentle man with a beautiful smile when he smiled. And he was a great basketball player, notwithstanding that he was a big person. He was a good basketball player. And we spent lots of time together with Patrick McFall, who was at one time his roommate and also a custom officer. Spent lots of time together at Calvary Temple, Assemblies of God in Freeport, Grand Bahama. He went on to become a missionary in the Philippines. And there married and had a family and pastored a church for many, many, many years. Many years. I mean, she totally went in a new environment to spread the gospel. But he passed away, went on to glory, and a few days ago, funeralized today. And I wanted to remember this great young man, Walton Bain. Just a fantastic fellow. God bless him and his family in this difficult time. You know, Miles was my friend and so many other people's friend. And Walton was my friend. And there's something about people who are your friend. What happens to them, no matter where they go, even beyond the grave, they are your friend forever. I want to play this song in honor of both of them. And in honor of people that you might have befriended. A song that says, friends are friends forever. I have a great friend, Andre Moss. He used to sing this song in Calvary Temple quite often. And it was always, always a touching, touching song. Friends are friends forever. It's the Lord of them. We're going to listen to that right now.
to live as friends.
Amen and amen. A lifetime's not too long to live as friends. You find a friend, my friend? Woo! You found somebody. I have been blessed to have found some friends, my friend. Blessed, I tell you. I have some friends. I have some friends, and I thank God. It's a professor at Harvard who has one of the most popular courses at Harvard. He teaches about happiness. And he says happiness is about faith, family, friends, and meaning in life. He says if you have those four things, faith, and he wasn't necessarily talking about religious faith, but he said that works as well. Friends and a meaning in life, you find happiness. And I'm telling you, when you find friends, first of all, I don't even have to tell you, don't let them go. Because you can't let a friend go. And if you are a friend to them and they are a friend to you, y'all will not let each other go. You get mad with each other, you row each other and so forth and so forth, but you ain't going nowhere and they ain't going nowhere if they friends. When you could say you and your friend break up, you always in friends, man. You always something else. Anyway, we're going to play this song for you and take that into our break as we pay our respects to our sponsors. And sometimes you need something that's not ordinary in your life, man. Sometimes the ordinary just won't do. And that's exactly what the commission is singing about. The ordinary just won't do. We'll take that into the break. We'll be back after the break.
Who can come back? need someone, yes I do.
That someone is you. That someone is you.
Ordinary just won't do. I need more that's pure and true. I can always find it in you, Jesus. The ordinary just won't do. I gotta have a touch from you. I can always find it in you, Jesus.
You,
I need a love
can always find it in you, Jesus.
That will take away my fears and dry all my tears.
I need a love that's pure and true. I can always find it in you, Jesus. The ordinary just won't do.
That will be there for me no matter what you're going.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Saving Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
This October, Dunkin' Donuts is brewing more than just coffee. We're brewing strength because we're stronger together. Donate at any Dunkin' location to support breast cancer awareness, and we'll match every dollar you give. Together, we're making a real difference for the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. Sip, smile, support. When we stand together, we're stronger together because the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Are you a business owner or HR specialist? Are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective? With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To admit that I thought I had it under control. Feelings inside seem to override what I know. I'll take the blame, and I feel quite ashamed that I let it go this far. But I'm coming to you, honest and true, telling you. Do it again.
all the kings.
Straighten my life.
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 Straighten my life. Straighten my life. Ah, boy. That's what the great, late great Miles Monroe and so many other preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ have been trying to do in the messaging that they have been messaging, saying there is a way to straighten your life out. Go to the manufacturer and ask the manufacturer, How does this life you gave me, you made, you created work? And he has a way. He directs the way and helps all of us. We no perfect people around here. We all struggling through this thing, man. We are all, many of us are seeking to press toward that mark of maturity, perfection, completion. We struggle along the way. You say the wrong thing. You do the wrong thing. You do some things you shouldn't do. You don't do some things you should do. This has been even the testimony of the great Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He said, the thing that I should do, I do not. The thing that I shouldn't do, that do I. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall rescue me from this body of sin? And that body of sin was a symbol of a dead carcass being tied to your body, being dragged along. He said, but I thank God for Jesus Christ. Straighten my life. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us on this Far Back Friday, where we are remembering the passing of the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe and Ruth Monroe and other dear brothers and sisters. Passed away on the 9th November 2014. I thank God for Jesus. Listen, man, don't get vexed at me because you ain't thanking God for Jesus. Don't get vexed at me because you don't believe in that way. That's all right. You carry on. You carry on smartly. Unfortunately for you, I have the mic and I have the platform. So I'm just telling you, just like I tell you my political viewers, I tell you my spiritual one. And I thank God for Jesus. Oh, I don't know what I would do without that faith of mine. All this struggling, I struggle. All this stumbling, I stumble. Oh, this wretched man I am. How would it find its way? I thank God for Jesus. Don't get mad at me. Well, listen, get mad at me if you want. I forgive you. You know, if you find yourself accosted by armed robbers or by someone who seeks to harm you, you see them police officers, sometimes people is cut. When everybody else is running away from the danger you're in, police officers run to the danger you're in. When there's a fire in your home, at your workplace, at your business, while others are running from the fireman, who is a police officer, runs to the fire. And that's what saviors do. Yeah, the people who rescuers, that's what they do. How do you know a rescuer? A rescuer is running through the danger when everybody else is running away from it. Jesus is a rescuer. He puts himself in harm's way. And B.B. Wynand sings a beautiful song about this. Beautiful song that I'm going to play for you right now. Because he does put himself in harm's way. Listen.
Mm-hmm. things I would never have seen. I don't understand why you care so much. It's all a mystery. Time and time again I ask myself, what have I done to deserve such wealth? The price you pay, I can never repay your generosity. In more things you save me, save the day. Cause of love you place yourself in harm's way. It's truly beyond me, left without a word to say. What kind of love would place itself in harm's way? When I was down, you came and lifted me. When I was bound, yes, you set me free. Things that you do makes it clear to see. It's all a master plan. Oh, no greater love than I've come to know. And when I refuse, are you still love? And erased all the pain. Yes, all the pain. And wanting to save me. And because of love, you place yourself in harm's way. It's truly beyond me. No, I'm left without a word to say. In harm's way. What kind of love places said? Where is your life for love's sake? What kind of love just takes on all the blame? Truly beyond me. I'm left without a hard word to say. What kind of love would bless itself in harm's way? What kind of love would place itself in harm's way? What kind of love would place itself?
Have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car.
The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God.
Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Praise. Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Let's take it up one more time.
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise,
every praise,
is
to our God. I don't care how you're feeling right now, sing hallelujah to our God. Glory,
hallelujah,
every praise,
every praise,
is to our God.
Yeah.
be free. You are God. Every praise is to our God. The great Dr. Miles Monroe used to say, if you're trying to get somewhere, hang out with people who've been there. He used to say, oh, Chicago, they can talk about you, but just make sure what they're saying ain't true. he used to say that vision is seeing the end from the beginning. It's what you want the world to look like when you're done working on it. Stay focused. That's what he, anyways, he is now enjoying the benefits of the work that he did. And we're going to leave you with someone singing about that end game. Let's leave you with John Stern singing about Jerusalem. God bless you. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Savago Lang, your host. Do well.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever I sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.